This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis, expecting to have Bruce Bochy here in just a moment. And as a matter of fact, it is time to talk with our Rangers skipper, Bruce Bochy. Whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today with Olshan. Boch, how's it going today, man?
All good. Good morning, fellas.
Man, last night was an absolute blast. The night before, an absolute blast as well. And we're seeing this team start to, it feels like they're recognizing the moment, Boch. I don't know if that's a real thing. I know a couple of years ago, you told the Septembers when there's not a lot of baseball left and it's time to start, you know, getting things in order. Is this a little before where you guys are saying, hey, okay, there's not a lot of baseball left. Let's go ahead and get things rolling.
Well, I think they all know what's at stake. I mean, we'll get some ground to make up, and all these games are important. And even though we had a tough road trip, I thought we really did a good job of, you know, fighting, trying to get back in games that we got behind. Sure, we lost some tough ones, but then come home and have two great wins like this. Hopefully that builds some momentum, and, you know, we do get on a good roll. That's all it's going to take.
Is there a pitcher that you can compare to Nate that you've seen in your career with this type of, like, the way he goes to the mound, the intensity he goes up there with, the just kind of the trust that you have in him whenever you send him up there?
Gosh, I've had some good ones.
Yeah.
You know, just thinking through it, you know, that pitches with his style, you know, a four-pitch guy. I think of Jake Peavy. You know, Jake had that same kind of focus and intensity. You know, he was a good one, but Bumgarner. But he, you know, he was left-handed. You know, it's man, he's just unique in the fact that you know, he's got four pitches and he uses all of them. He's pretty balanced with that. You know. Using the four against all the hitters. He doesn't get in the pattern, and it's just remarkable control. You know, those things are, it's a rare deal. That's why his numbers are what they are. And then you look at the man, you know, and how competitive he is, how intense he is with every pitch. He just never drifts mentally out there.
Skip, you gave me you almost gave me PTSD when you mentioned Madison Bumgarner when your Giants took care of my Royals back in 2014. So I don't want to think too much about that. But let me ask you this: and Josh Young was on this was on our program yesterday and was talking about, you know, and didn't really want to get into it too much about having to be sent back to the minors and get his mind right. You've made some really tough calls this year as far as moving Simeon up and down the lineup, giving Adolis 5 days off. Josh Young, Jake Berger, you know, what are those conversations like when you sit down with these guys and try to explain to them, like, look, this is for the benefit of not just you, but the team as well?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to have those hard conversations that aren't a lot of fun for the player or for you, but, you know, you have to try to do things to get guys on track, also do what's best for the club. You know, we all have our moments, I'm talking about players, mm-hmm. where, you know, they may need to be moved in the order, or the cases, a couple of cases this year, maybe go down, get reset down in the minor leagues and, you know, just work on some things where, you know, there's not so much pressure on you. Anyway, it's the toughest job, I think, for a manager. It's like spring training when you're sending the guy down, especially at the end. You know, the early ones are easy, but when you get toward the end, there's a lot at stake for these players making the team versus going down to AAA. So those aren't easy conversations, but you know, they have to be done, and you have to do what you think's right. If you have the conviction, then you just be honest with them and you tell them exactly what you're thinking, what we're doing.
No question with that. Bruce Bochy joining us here talking all things Texas Rangers. We're getting down to proverbial nut-cutting time, Coach, with roughly, what, 6-7 weeks left before the playoffs get rocking and rolling. And so what do the conversations and the messages get shorter now as far as kind of what goes back and forth between you and the team? And like you already alluded to, these guys already know what's at stake, especially since we're now in the, you know, throes of a wild card run.
Yeah, it's not like we're having meetings every day talking about it. No,
okay.
I don't do that. We had a meeting the first day after the All-Star break, and sure, we have our hitters meetings. We talk about it, and our pitchers meetings. But now, as far as getting the club together, these are men here. They've been around. They know what's at stake. And I've talked to a few players. I tried to do that as much as I can on guys who I think I need to talk to. It's a good group here. And they get it. They know what we need to do, and that's come out and play well every night.
I wanted to stick back on Seager real quick. He made some pretty awesome defensive plays last night, and I just noticed this. He appears to kind of slow things down when he gets the ball in his throwing hand. But then that play in the ninth inning, he knew he needed to speed things up to turn that double play. What do you think of his presence on this defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's got such a great clock on him as far as knowing when to speed things up, when he has a little bit more time. He has such a good feel, and so much is talked about his hitting, but he is really, really, I think, an outstanding shortstop. He's got great hands. There's been balls there. He's taken some really tough hops, and he makes it look easy, and he's got a good...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And he's an accurate thrower, and But that play last night, he knew what was at stake and gave Marcus a perfect feed. And Marcus said he did a great job of turning it. You know, those are plays that win games. And, you know, I mentioned it last night. In our game, you can have a great game without doing something offensively. And he did it.
Well, and, you know, speaking of that offensive part of it, I've just noticed over the last maybe couple days, maybe a couple outings, it seems like Seager's kind of itching to chase at that low pitch. And I'm just kind of curious, in your experience, how does a hitter get into a place where they just cannot resist a certain pitch or a location when they're just like, I got to go after that one?
Well, it shows you how tough hitting is. I mean,
yeah.
He's are pretty good on the mound, and nobody wants to chase a pitch down there. But he's human, and he's aggressive. You know, he's one of those guys that he's looking to hit every pitch. That's his style, and it works for him, and that's why he's had a tremendous career. And I think he's heading to the Hall of Fame. That's how good he is. And I don't think that's unusual for some hitters to go in a little, I don't want to say skid or slump, whatever, but, you know, with the chase occasion. Yeah, he's always done that. When I saw him in L.A., he did that, but nobody adjusted better than him.
And, yeah.
And reset at the plate. So, no, it's going to happen.
Skip, what has impressed you the most, outside of hitting the ball, obviously, from what you've seen out of Jock Peterson these last two nights? And what's clicked for him that wasn't clicking at the start of the year?
Timing, confidence. Two, I think, go hand in hand. You know, he just on time. And he was late on the fastball earlier. And I've seen the ball better. He's taking pitches that he should be taking. And he's not missing his pitch. And, you know, it's a couple games, but like where he's at right now. He's on base four times, barreling up the ball. This is more who we know, and knock on wood, this is what, you know, what we're going to see from Jock from here on out, because we need him. He's a big part of this offense. He was signed to come here to be a big part of it, and you saw what he can do when he's right.
Question for you. You've been doing this for a long time, and back in the day it was, all right, just tell guys, don't look in the newspaper, and, you know, for the most part they wouldn't hear all the criticism. Now with social media and, you know, folks being able to get real-time information and criticism 24/7, 365, how do you have that conversation with a guy like a Jock Peterson who has caught his fair share of flack considering what people expected out of him? What are those conversations like now with guys when it comes to trying to shield them from that?
Yeah, again, as you mentioned, with the social media, these guys know everything going on. They hear everything.
Right.
So, yeah. And, you know, we talked a couple of days ago, and we brought in some pitchers that could provide some live batting practice for them. And so he did hit off of a right-hander the day he hit the pinch hit home run. And I just talked about it. He's been missing reps more than anything with the injury. And we rushed him back. I said, that's on us. But, yeah, we felt like your presence was needed. But right now we need to ramp that up a little bit and start facing some live pitching so we can get this timing back on track a little bit sooner. Well, I didn't know it would happen that night. Nobody did. And, end up hitting a home run to tie the game in the ninth, of course, with the game he had yesterday. But the guy can hit. He can flat-out hit. But sometimes you do lose a little confidence, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. He's been trying everything. But sometimes you can just overclutter your thinking there a little bit. I think that's been part of the case. He's been trying too hard.
You know, Boach, I heard Steelers coach Mike Tomlin once say, you always want to be a team on the rise. And I'm sure you guys always look at that mountain. You're always kind of climbing, trying to get better at things. Would you rather be like an underdog or a front runner whenever you're in the season? Do you like chasing from behind and going after them and scaring people? Or do you like saying, you know, come get us?
Well, if I had my choice, I'd say, come get us. Yeah, that would be an easy one. But it's, you know, to your point, you know, it's not bad being the underdog, especially when you get to the postseason. It can take a little pressure off you. I think that's how some clubs look at it when they're not an underdog. You know, we're playing with house money. Nobody expects us to win. But we have nothing to lose. We just go out there and lay, just lay it all out there on the field. But, I think without question, I think most people would want to be a front runner.
Skip, get you out of here with this. We've talked a lot about the closer situation, and again, you've been very adamant about, look, we're going to throw certain guys out there. With Garcia and the scapula issue, is Curvelo somebody that we might see getting more opportunities to close out games moving forward?
Yeah, he could be in the mix. We'll see where we're at. You know, it's funny when that closer is in a, you know, it's by committee. A lot of names come out.
Right.
A couple of days ago, it was John Gray should close, and now Curvelo, he's throwing the ball well. Yeah, we have some good candidates. So I think that's a good thing, you know, the fact that you would mention him, and because you look at what Phil did last night.
Yep.
You know, these guys, Danny, they're all doing a nice job. Armstrong's doing a good job. Garcia, he's still in the mix. You know, these are nice arms that are used to pitching high leverage spots there. And so, I'd love his stuff. You're right. You get 95, 96 with really good breaking ball, good change of. Those are good pitches on left-handers, too. So, he's a neutral guy. What I mean by that, he gets both the lefties and righties out.
Boach, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. Go have a fantastic game today, and let's hopefully get those brooms out.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good talking with you.
Appreciate you, Skip.
There he goes, range manager Bruce Boach. Whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting. Start winning. Book like a winner today with Olshan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.